rips the book open, glances at the first page he comes on, and suddenly his face is bathed in an expression of peace and bliss. We've just traveled back in time to witness one of human history's great turning points, the conversion of Aurelius Augustine. He was to become the famous Saint Augustine, Bishop of Hippo Regis in his native northern Africa, and one of the Western world's most influential thinkers. Augustine would remind us that we've witnessed his conversion only from the outside. What's really going on here, inside the man we've been watching, then? Obviously, some drama of interior torment is being played out behind the facade of these grotesque gestures. In his autobiography, The Confessions, written some 10 years later, Augustine himself looks back on this scene of inner conflict and how it resolves itself.
"Behold, I heard a voice coming from a nearby dwelling, the voice of someone, boy or girl, I could not tell, repeating in a kind of sing-song over and over. Pick it up, read it. Pick it up, read it. I got to my feet, for I took this to be nothing else but a command from God, that I should open the book of St. Paul's epistles and read from the first chapter I should stumble on."
Now Augustine tells us that his eyes immediately fell